You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. On the topic of building wealth, we are often told to pay ourselves first and build our savings, but that can be frustrating when interest on those savings is still basically in the non-existent range. Enter an app. One startup is promising higher interest rates than traditional banks. It is FDIC insured. There are no fees. And the mobile savings app only does one thing: offer savings accounts. Yes, there are strings attached. Sally Herships checked it out.
Yinandu is CEO of Beam, a new savings app. He says while consumers get low interest on their savings accounts, banks are making big profits. According to the Federal Reserve of St. Louis, about 3%. But most banks pay less than 1% interest on savings accounts. Du says if banks cut costs, they could afford to pay more. And that's the model behind Beam. Its accounts will be online only, no physical branches and no ATMs.
You know, I wake up and, you know, on a Monday morning, I go to my Chase branch and there will be nobody at the Chase branch, right? So these are costs, frankly, that can be saved and passed on to consumers.
Beam is FDIC insured, but it's different than other online banks like Ally or Discover. To cut costs even more, Du says, the company won't advertise. Instead, it's counting on customers to spread the word about its high interest rates through social media. But Beam isn't a bank. It's a middleman. You'll deposit your money through its app, but your savings sits in a small bank. Beam brings the bank new customers, and the bank pays Beam a finder's fee. But in order for Beam to take off,
the banks themselves would need to be excited about this.
Gerard Dutoy is a partner at Bain & Company. Dutoy says banks already have plenty of cash. He says that could mean problems for a savings app like Beam, because banks don't need more customers making deposits.
Banks don't make money on the deposit account itself.
They make a profit by loaning out cash and charging a higher rate than they pay for it. So will small banks pay for a service like Beam? Community banks often don't have the name recognition of larger banks, but they still have to compete with them for customers. At least that's what Beam is betting on. Take Quantic, a community bank in Queens. It has $325 million in assets and one branch.
We are stepping out of doors and right next door to the left,
Investors Bank.
And down the block to the right,
Capital One Bank.
Steve Schnall is CEO of Quantic. He says the bank counts on its small size to get customers. If you call the bank, a human answers. It offers 1% interest on business checking. You can even buy stamps at its ATMs. Schnall says the bank wants more customers, but it's not worth paying Beam a finder's fee and 4% interest to get them.
Nobody's paying 4% interest. When you look around and say, well, what's the average mortgage rate today? In the threes and fours and fives? So how do you take in deposits at four, lend it at four, and pay your bills?
Schnall says the numbers don't add up. But what about those other numbers, the 2-4% interest Beam is promising?
Unfortunately, things that seem too good to be true are often too good to be true.
Alan McIntyre is head of Accenture's global banking practice.
I think looking under the covers of the Beam offering, there does appear to be some work required to get up to the high level.
Beam's website says all account holders will earn a 2% base rate. But to get to that 4%, you need to log into the app and watch ads. You know, like on YouTube, when you see ads before the content you want. McIntyre says thanks to the tech revolution, banks are innovating, trying new strategies to attract more customers.
There's an example in Germany where if you sign up for a bank account, you don't get interest at all. But what you get is you get mobile minutes.
But McIntyre says these are all experiments.
I think that that's the really interesting aspect of this is will people trade time for money?
Beam is counting on it. It says more than 30,000 consumers have signed a waiting list to use its service when it launches in March. And while it won't disclose the name, Beam says it's already signed up at least one bank. All it says it needs. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.